弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
低头做一个祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
And Father, we give thanks to you.
因为你给我们的保障，你给我们的福音是何等的丰盛。
For you give to us assurance, the gospel you give to us is so abundant.
但是有时候我们就轻易的把它忽略了。
However, sometimes we easily forget.
求你借着哥罗西书再一次向我们众圣徒说话，向慕道友们说话。
Again, you speak to us, speak to each and everyone.
让他们看到抛弃了福音是多么愚笨愚蠢的一件事情。
Let us see how foolish it is if anyone should discard or cast out the gospel.
我自己的口才不好，我不能够说服他们。
I have no ability to speak very well, and I have no ability to persuade anyone.
但是神啊，求你差派圣灵在他们心中工作，开他们的眼睛，让他们看到。
But I pray that the Holy Spirit does
福音的宝贝
His work in the heart of each person, and that each can see and open our eyes to how precious, how great is this gospel.
哦，主啊，向我们说话。
And I prayed, O Lord, that you speak to us.
仆人静听。
And as your servants, we listen.
这样祷告祈求，不配奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. 我们上一次讲到啊，哥罗西书是讲到福音啊，是它是一个保障啊。
Last time we spoke of the book of Colossians is an assurance.
而且福音啊是主干。其他的它会生出枝子出来，然后会结出果子出来。
That's what we talked about, the gospel being the trunk of a tree, that anything else is really a branch, and through the branch are fruits.
弟兄姐妹要抱紧那个主干啊，那个福音啊。
Brothers and sisters, how important it is to really hold on tight to the trunk of the tree, and that is gospel itself.
Yeah. 但是现在啊，麻烦的是，有一个圣经的讲言啊 ，Don Carson 啊，他翻了 ，Carson 翻了很多，Carson 有很多这个结晶书啊，也翻成中文啊。
And so we come, and before this challenge, there's this man. His name is Don Carson, who's written a lot of books in exegesis of the scripture, and there are some books that are translated into Chinese.
他说。最近十年以内，基督徒甚至福音派的基督徒不知道福音是什么东西啊。
And so he wrote that nowadays, this is the days of evangelical Christians. However, these Christians really have no idea what the gospel is.
假如你看这个我们这个基督教界里面福音是什么？大家各说各的哈。
When you come.Into the Christian circle today, and if you were to ask the Christian, what is the gospel? You will hear many different people with their own interpretations.
有些人在传福音的时候喜欢用那个小册子，尤其是那个叫做什么示例啊。
And especially, there are some people who like to use this particular tract when they are sharing about the gospel, and this is called the four laws.
他说：“神有给你一个美好的计划，给我们一个美好的计划，所以我们要相信神啊。”
And so in the four laws, they teach people the gospel is that God has a great plan. Therefore, we need to trust.
Wonderful plan for you.
There's a great plan for you.
人家以为那个就是福音啊。
And people think that.
因为我们也叫这个叫福音单张啊。
Because those are called gospel tracts, so people think that is gospel.
有些人以为我个人的见证是福音啊。
Some people say that, oh, my own personal experience is the gospel itself.
有些人以为宣教等于福音啊。
Yet others think that being a missionary is the gospel.
你去那个宣教聚会啊，他们就。福音要传教，你以为是宣教就是福音啊
？And so a lot of people mistake that missionary work itself is the gospel.
然后有些人以为事工就是福音啊。
Some people think that doing work for God is the gospel.
我们所做的善事都是叫做福音的事工。
The good works that we on our own do is called the gospel.
更可悲的是，外面的人也用福音这个字啊。
Even more sadly, that outside the Christian circle a lot of people using the gospel, the word gospel, as just any
good news. 我看到了一个医生的广告, 他说, 不孕症的妇女的福音啊。
And so I have seen, I've come across this advertisement of an infertility doctor, and he calls his prescription for people who are infertile as the gospel, the good news to these women.
Well,
I've come across a so-called medicine, this advertisement. This medicine is the gospel, or is the good news of people who don't have hair.
所以你问弟兄姐妹，你问我们的时候，假如福音是什么的时候，大家都各说各的。
So if you were to come to me and ask me, well, what is the gospel? Or you hear outside that everybody has his or her own interpretation what the gospel really is.
弟兄姐妹，假如你不知道福音是什么的话，你怎么传福音啊？
Brothers and sisters, if you yourself do not know what the gospel is,
你要传福音啊？
How is it possible for you to share the gospel with someone else if you yourself do not know what the gospel is?
弟兄姐妹，福音不是我们所做的。 Okay?
Brothers and sisters, I know that the gospel is not that which we do.
福音是主耶稣死在十字架上，为我们的罪死在十字架上，我们接受，我们相信，我们就能够得救。
The gospel is that Jesus Christ, for our sins, died on the cross. When we trust in Him, when we receive Him, then we have salvation.
所以福音，有人说福音就是好消息啊，这是 good news 啊，这真的是好消息啊。
So some people say that the gospel is good news, that this is truly good news.
所以好像是nightly news 啊，就是晚上的新闻这样啊，我们要把它宣扬出来，我们要宣告出来。
So kind of like a nightly news. This is news. This is good news, and we need to proclaim it. We need to declare it.
所以你可以看到，就是在这里哈，他也说，第28节，我们要传扬他哈。
So here we come to Colossians chapter 1, verse 28, that we need to spread the gospel.
或者是第25节，我照成为我们所事的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传的前辈啊，传开来，宣布出来啊。
And in verse 25, of which I became a minister according to the divine office, which was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known to other people.
我们把主耶稣所做的诚诚实实的告诉人，让他们有机会相信。
We need to proclaim to others and share with them what Jesus Christ has done, truly, what Jesus has done, that they may believe.
他们相信不相信是他们的事，但是我们要忠实地把这个神的话语讲出来给他们听。
Whether or not, when we proclaim the word of God to others, whether or not they believe, it is their
神假如在他们心里面工作的吧，他听到福音，他信了主，他就得到永恒的生命。他不信的话，咒诅就跟着他。And
in any situation, we need to share the gospel. So when God does work in the heart of people, then those people will believe when they come upon the gospel. If they do not receive the gospel, then they will receive the curses, the wrath of God.
因为他们不信，他们最后就是进入了永恒的烈火。
When they remain unbelief, when they do not receive the gospel, then they will enter into hell, into that eternal fire.
但是我们这些已经相信的人呢？
But those of us that we already receive the gospel,
我们要如何的面对这个福音呢？
How is it that we should face the gospel?
那第二十三章有没有？ 只要你们在所信的道上恒心根基稳固，坚定不移，不自被引动而去。The
answer is in verse 23, provided that you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel, which you heard, which has been preached to every creature under heaven.
这里面讲到恒心，刚才我们姐妹的圣经是讲 steadfast 啊，另外一个字是 persevere 哈。So
here, this is being steadfast, persevering in our belief, in our faith.
就是继续的在福音的真道上继续的走这条路。
And that means this is continuing on this path of truth.
我告诉你，最多弟兄姐妹误会的，以为啊，我信了主，我信了福音，现在我已经毕业了，我不要福音了，我现在啊要门徒训练啊，我现在要在其他的地方加深我福音，我把它丢弃了，因为刚我那是刚信主 baby Christian 要的。
So a lot of people, they misunderstand. They have a wrong concept and they think, oh, I know what the gospel is, so I no longer need the gospel. Now I need to focus on discipleship and other kinds of training, and the gospel is actually for baby Christians. That's not for me anymore.
但是在这里说，你要在福音的道上恒心根基坚固的不移的在这里站住。
And here, however, it very clearly this is stating that we need to continue in the faith. We need to be stable and steadfast and persevere.
因为有很多人会把我们从这边被引动失去的福音的盼望。
Because there are so many people that will influence us to lose the hope of the gospel.
那所以要恒心哈，要 persevere 啊。我们上一次在这个主日学的时候，我们有都读到加尔文的救恩的要义，里面有讲到哈，是你假如你是信主的哈，你会主会帮助你坚持到底。所以由他们叫 perseverance of the saints 啊。
And so here, this scripture over here teaches us that we need to continue in the faith, be stable and persevere. Last week we had studied from John Calvin, his teaching, and God allows us, he gives us faith and strength to persevere, perseverance of the saints.
那就是说，假如你是真心相信的话，你不会失掉那个救恩，神会帮助你走完这个救恩的道路。
If you truly receive and believe in the gospel, then God will help you
and deliver
you
to the
end, and help you to persevere until the very end.
但是在这个哥罗西书啊，不一样的讲法哈。
However, in Colossians, this is said this way.
因为你看到你听到了福音之后，
because you have come upon the gospel, you have heard the gospel.
第一啊，神有全权，他会帮助你走完，他看到你是真心的，他会帮助你走完这个信心的道路。
Firstly, God is a sovereign God. He will deliver you, continue to help you persevere through the path of truth.
但是哥罗西书是说，神的全权，我们的责任，我们有责任要抓住这个天父的手，走完这一生的道路。
However, in verse 23 in Colossians, we have responsibility to hold on, to remain in the gospel, to be steadfast.
我喜欢用一个故事，我跟我的孩子在这个 bunk bed 这个两层的的床上，小时候我玩的时候啊，他差一点掉下去，我抓住他的手，他爸爸。不要放你的手。
And I'd like to use an example that my kids, they sleep on bunk beds. So when they were young, I was playing with them, and one time one of them fell, and I grasped onto his hand, and he said, Dad, Daddy, do not let go of my hand.
因为他知道他的小手没有力hang 住哈，我帮助他哈。
Because my son knew that he didn't have strength to hold on, and that it was I who was strong to hold on to him.
同样的，假如你是神的子民，他会帮助你走完这一生的道路。他的力量多过你的力量，他不会让撒旦把我们分开。
As God's children, it is our responsibility. We need to hold on to the strong hand of God.That God will deliver and see us through until the very end. He will not let Satan to allow us to break us apart from him.
圣经说，没有任何世界上没有任何的一件事情能够把我们和神的爱分开。
The Bible tells us the promise of God that not one person, not anything in the world, will be able to separate us from the love of our Lord our God.
但是弟兄姐妹，哥罗西书说的是。 另外一方面，我们的责任。
But brothers and sisters, here in the book of Colossians, this is focusing on our responsibility.
我们假如真心的相信主耶稣的话
，we truly, truly have faith.
我们假如真心的相信福音的是一个宝贝的话
，truly receive the gospel and trust that this is precious.
我们会紧紧的抓住。
Then yes, we will hold on to it so tightly ever.、
嗯、我们这里啊。不是那么多的夜市哈，你假如你去啊台湾啊，或者是这些东方的国家哈，有一些夜市啊。
Here in the United States, there are not a lot of businesses that are open throughout the night. If you go to Asia, however, like Taiwan, then you would run into a lot of businesses that are actually open throughout the night.
哇，人来人往很多。
It's a lot of people.
然后有小孩子哈。
Also, their children are with them.
啊，
these night markets.
我一次去这个夜市的时候，我就看到那一个小女孩。
One time, I went to a night market and I came upon this little girl.
她说。他父亲说、啊：“你要紧紧地抓住我的手啊，不要东看西看啊。”
Her father taught her to hold on tightly to my hand. Do not just wander off and just look around.
呀，他看到啊，有些人射那个 bubble 出来 ，bubble gun 啊，就泡泡的枪哈、啊。
She was mesmerized by those bubble blowing little toy gun, so she was looking at that.
但是她的小手啊，紧紧地握住爸爸的手。
However, her hand was, she heeded her father's advice, and her hand was very tightly holding on to her father's hand.
她知道，假如一松手，她就去看那个，她就忘记了爸爸的手的时候，她就会迷失了哈，因为在人潮那么多。
Because she understood that if she were to let go of her father's hand and she got lost, then she would not.Be able to see her father because there's so many people that are around.
弟兄姐妹，有很多的东西在吸引着我们，在牵动着我们。假如我们不紧紧的抓住这个福音神的手的话，我们会失去了这个福音的福分。
Just like that, there are so many things that are trying to pull us apart from God. So if we don't hold tightly onto the hand of God, then we would be lost.
有些牧师啊，哈，他慢慢的把你牵动到他的他里面哈。
That veer off somehow that he pulls you to be closer to himself.
我们我这星期六的时候有一个姐妹啊，她搬去这个 Oregon 那边哈。
Saturday, came up on the sister who was moving to Oregon.
她去一个教会。
She was going to a church.
那因为那教会比较接近她的信仰啊。
And that church was closer to her faith.
她说她解析圣经的时候，她解析说这个会幕哈，这个只有一些特那个牧师，只有一些特别的人能够到会幕里面去。
And so in the church, the teaching was that there is the inner court.Of the tabernacle, that only special people were allowed to go into the tabernacle.
你知道那个特别的人是谁吗
？So you know who those special people were.
特别的人就是他们的那个有个弟兄叫李长寿的，虽然他已经死了，大家都讲，哎呀，你要跟随他，他把他跟本来他跟随主的，现在变成跟随李长寿。
And so there are some pastors that say, okay, the special people are the pastors, that they are the ones who are teaching. So instead of following God, they are taught. These people are taught to veer off to follow the pastor instead.
其实这个牧师啊，他们当然不叫牧师，但是他有私心的，他要把这些主耶稣的羊引到他自己的面前来。
So these preachers actually have their own personal agenda. They are actually taking...away the sheep of God that are following Jesus to follow themselves.
然后，但是这个姐妹啊，还有蛮有属灵的分辨能力。她说：“哦，这样的我不能够去啊。”
And so the sister had a spiritual discernment. She saw this was what's going on in that church.
然后她去美国教会，美国教会的牧师呢，讲一个笑话。然后没有讲圣经，讲一个笑话这样。
And so instead, she decided to no longer attend that church. Instead, she went to an English-speaking church. And so she found that the pastor just kept on talking about jokes in order to have more people come and get entertained and come into the church.
他说那个牧师的笑话不好笑。
And she said the jokes were not even funny.
所以他离开了这教会。
So she left the church.
但是我在想，哎呀。这个牧师的，假如的笑话好笑的话，他要留在那边吗 不行的。
I was wondering if does that mean that if the jokes were funny as told by these pastors, does it mean that she would have stayed in the church? That's not the right thing to do.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
操这个牧师是讲神的话，也不是讲笑话。
The pastor's responsibility is to preach the word of God, not to preach jokes.
甚至不是讲一些新的东西啊，不是讲他哎。我有时候在做讲章的时候就在外面做讲章的时候就牧师跑回来哎，我告诉你我有一些很隐藏的秘密啊，他只有我知道怎么样带领人信主怎么样的啊。
And the pastor's job is to focus on the preaching on the word, and a lot of times when I would be outside preparing for the Sunday sermon, there will be others that proclaim themselves to be preachers, and they'll say, I have a secret way. I know how to attract people, and there are secret ways that you could do, that you could practice.
他说我这个奥秘只有我知道，现在还没有人发现的。
They'll say that I have this mysterious ways that I'm the only one who knows. No one else has found how to do that.
好多牧师都这样，他们因为他们要把自己捧得很高哈。
That are lifting up themselves to be very high up.
但是在这里啊，他说所以隐藏的奥秘就是主耶稣为我们死，为我们复活。
This mystery is that Jesus Christ himself died for us, and he resurrected for us. Verse 26, the mystery.
这个不是神神秘秘的，神神秘秘的在主耶稣基督里面。
The mystery itself is not the gospel. The gospel is told to us. The mystery is Jesus within Jesus.
你不要告诉我你比其他的牧师聪明，你比其他的厉害啊。
Let no one
你比保罗厉害。
Let no one tell me that you are better than Jesus. You're better than other people. You're better than even Paul.
No, 你回来圣经里面。
We need to turn back to the scripture.
所以福音是那个奥秘。
Therefore, the gospel itself is that mystery.
所以我福音是我们一生的功夫哈。
And the gospel is our entire life's work.
你知道有人讲什么样灵命晋升啊，门徒训练啊。
A lot of people they focus on how our spiritual life needs to be have more depth.
因为你已经从福音那边毕业了，你现在要做这个灵命晋升的功夫。
And so the suggestion over here that now you know what the gospel is, you have that knowledge, then you have graduated. Now you need to depart, and you need to now get deeper in some kind of a training.
假如你有看那个书哈嘛 ，Jerry Bridge 啊，他本来就是那个邪言传道会的，怎么样门徒训练的
？If you have read the book by Jerry Bridge, you would have come across this is how to preach, how to share the gospel in campus ministries.
门徒训练的。
And so they are focusing campus ministries, focusing on discipleship training.
他说他早期的时候什么门徒训练他都有哈。
And so they were talking about how to train a disciple even early on.
但是他说他最进步最深的最灵命最深的时候，他说他是在扎根在福音里面。
And however, the focus over here is when spiritually a person is the most mature, this person is deeply, deeply rooted in the gospel, in the scripture.
他说他每天为父主所做的，他是一个罪人，他说主所做为我所在十字架所做的感恩。
And so every day he the leader would come and pray and to give thanks every single day to denounce that he's a sinner and for everything that God has done to give thanks.
他为自己的罪悲伤，为主耶稣的恩典赞美。
And to be sorrowful of the sins we have committed, but to be joyous and to praise for the grace of God.
他说他在老年的时候，那时候真正的灵命是最晋升的时候。
And so he wrote that when he was in his old age, that this was the time he truly was deeply rooted into the gospel, and this was the most mature that he was spiritually.
他天天默想主耶稣为他所做的。
And every day he was meditating what Jesus has done for him.
他说这才是叫灵命晋升，这才是叫门徒训练。
And this itself, being deeply rooted in the gospel, is truly discipleship training, and this is truly helping him have deeper faith.
不止这个福音是我们要坚固的哈，他保罗啊，也是做了这福音的执事。第三二十三节。
In verse 23, not just so, but not just being continuing in the faith, being stable, being steadfast, being persevering, but not shifting from the hope of the gospel.
他神派他管理这个福音哈。
That God has entrusted the gospel to Paul.
所以说现在我为你们受苦祷告欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会在肉身上铺满基督患难的切切。
Verse 24. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of His body, that is the church.
他做福音的执事，要传福音的时候，他要受到很大的苦哈。
So here, Paul was a minister of the gospel. So in order to be responsible for preaching the gospel, that he would undergo sufferings.
他的受苦啊，让弟兄姐妹知道，原来主耶稣，爱他，所以派他来彰显主耶稣的荣耀。
So the sufferings of Paul
彰显主耶稣的爱
actually reveals and in the manifestation of the love of Jesus to his people through the sufferings of Paul.
所以那个铺满基督患难的切切是他彰显主耶稣的爱的意思。
So here, when Paul was writing that I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, here he's actually talking about how through him God is manifesting God's own love for people.
因为主耶稣也是同样为我们在十字架受苦啊，然后我们才能够得救。
Was afflicted and he was suffering on the cross for you and for me. And through the death of Christ Jesus on the cross that we could receive salvation.
然后第二十五节，我照神为你们所赐我的职分啊，又是这个管理，又是因为本来的那个意思是 economy 哈 ，economy 的意思哈。
So here, in verse 25, Paul continues to write, "Of which I became a minister." According to the divine office which was given to me for you to make the word of God fully known. So here, oikonomy, this is the concept of the divine office being given to Paul, entrusted to Paul, the gospel of God.
Yeah, entrusted 是他让他暂时管理这个地方啊。
And so,
福音这个土地。
Paul was given the responsibility and entrusted with the gospel in order to teach the gospel to the land that he was in at the time.
因为就像以前的有钱人啊，他有一大片的土地啊，有一大片的事工要做理，管理，他就请了一个人，他的仆人来管理这个土地啊，管理这个财产啊，管理这个工人之类的。
Just like imagine there's a very rich person and he had a vast number of lands. And so he needed to entrust to his servants in order to be responsible to oversee the parcel of land. So this is the concept, the same concept over here.
这个虽然是讲到保罗他要管理的，但是弟兄姐妹，教会的每一个事工都应该要跟福音有关系的。
And so here, God is entrusting the teaching of the gospel to Paul. Now we speak of the church. Every single work that is done by the church should be connected in some way to the gospel.
我们帮助人，
when we help other people,
我们做这些事那些事
when we do this, we do that.
最后要让他真正的认识主耶稣的深厚大爱。
The whole point of anything and everything that we do, anyone does in the church, should be linked back to the gospel that this should be pointing back to because God has loves us so.
他假如他只是要帮助他，但是他不要主耶稣的话，我们说 sorry， 不，这不是我们的事工。
If a person is just on the receiving end and titling what we're helping, but they are not receiving, they are rejecting the gospel, then this is not the work of the gospel.
他对福音没有兴趣的话，我们
if they have no interest in the gospel, they reject the gospel, then this is not the work that we should be doing.
那福音最高的就是我们要传扬它， 用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督完完全全的引到神面前。
So in verse 28, the whole point of the gospel is that we proclaim that every man, and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man mature in Christ.
第28节，我们传扬他，是对的翻译哈。
So here, verse 28, him we proclaim. This is the correct translation.
我比较喜欢英文的翻译哈。英文的翻译是什么呢 ？Him 是他，我们宣扬的。
So here, the English translation is much more direct and to the point. It is Jesus Christ. He is the one that we proclaim.
我们是把主耶稣摆在前面，是他，所以我们帮助弟兄姐妹。我是慕道友，是他的关系。
That Jesus Christ is the head. Jesus Christ is the reason. He is the front.
我们好像用一个探照灯哈，1000瓦的探照灯。每一个亮灯都是照在主耶稣身上。
Just like imagine if we were to put stage lights of 1000 watts, just like all the lights should be all shining and pointing to Jesus Christ.
因为我们 Him, 他是我们要宣扬的。
Because it is He, it is Jesus, it is Him that we proclaim.
不是我们牧师啊，不是。
It is not our pastor.
不是其他人，不是唐崇荣，不
是
什么。
It is not Stephen Tong. It is anyone or
anything. 我们要宣扬的。
But only Jesus. It is Him that we proclaim.
甚至不是加尔文啊，不是改革宗啊。
Even not Reform, Reformation.
是主耶稣是我们要宣扬的。
And it is only the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为
He and Him.
假如你不认识主耶稣的话，你来到这里是枉然了。
Because if you do not know Jesus and you have come, then you have come in vain.
你只是来这里可能认识朋友啊什么之类的。
You may be coming here just to make friends.
但是就好像你来到了宝山，但是你没有拿到那个最好的宝贝。
You have come upon this treasure, but you do not grasp and keep it and hold on to it, then you have lost that treasure.
然后我们要传扬他用诸般的智慧。
And him we proclaim, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom.
这里，你几乎看到我们在主日所讲的那个辅导的言呢。
And so here you are coming upon in Sunday school we have used this coinage. This is like counseling.
圣经辅导哈，你第一哈，你要劝人家，有时候你要劝人家，你就是要相信，你要来主耶稣这里，你就得到好处哈。
And so the
point, 你就得到永恒的生命。
The whole point of biblical counseling should be based on the gospel that you need to come to Jesus Christ in order to receive eternal life.
有时候你要警戒他，你做这件事情不对的。会害了你，你会掉到永恒的深崖里面。
Sometimes you may need to rebuke and exhort that when you do this, this is wrong, this is not right. This will pull you away and you will fall into sin and you will face the eternal fire.
尤其我知道你们弟兄姐妹很讨厌我们用警戒的语言哈，但是假如圣经用警戒的语言的话，我也用警戒的语言。
So a lot of people they don't like the word warning.However, the Bible is using the word warning, and therefore I'm using the word warning.
但是你在个人辅导的时候，你不需要这样。但是呢，我必须是要这样，因为我要遵守神所交托给我的话语。
You may not choose to use the word warning when you are counseling another person, but here on the pulpit, I have to use the word warning because this isn't a word of God.
但是有时候你要用教导的，你要解释，为什么圣经这样？
You need to teach, you need to explain
why
is
it, 我们要这样做？
Why is the Bible saying this? Why is it we need to do this? This way.
什么时候要用什么呢？你就要有智慧哈，要用诸般的智慧。
So what kind of words, how should we help someone turn back to the gospel? And here, in this verse, we in all wisdom.
有时候我遇到一些比较骄傲的人，他说：“这个圣经，科学比圣经厉害啊！”我就问他：“好啊，来，我们来辩论过，哪一个比较厉害？”
So I have come across
科学有没有一直骗
And they would say, well,
你有没有一直变?
Science is much better than the Bible. And I would say, okay, why don't we debate? Does the Bible ever change? The science not keep on evolving, keep on changing.
但是有时候呢, 他有人受伤了, 有人需要安慰的时候, 好言相劝,
And very often when people have fallen and they are hurt, and you need to use comforting words in order to comfort, to encourage them.
求神, 假如你没有智慧的话,
we don't have this wisdom.
雅各书说你要求神给你诸般的智慧啊。
The book of James teaches us that we need to pray for all kinds of wisdom.
但是我们要把这些人呢, 引导在主耶稣面前, 完完全全地引导到神面前, 在28节的最后这边,
And so the main point here is that we are using the scripture to lead other people to come before God. And this is in verse 28.
那就是福音啊, 把他引导到主耶稣面前。
That we may present every man mature in Christ, before Christ. And this is what we all need to do.
但是, 在这世上, 我知道, 有很多诱惑啊, 把我们, 从福音这里, 从主耶稣这里, 引导到其他的地方去。
And so in the world, there are so many things that are enticing us, pulling us away from Jesus Christ.
那所以呢, 第四节, 第二章, 第四节说, 我们说这话, 免得有人用花言巧语迷惑了你们, 我身子虽然与你们相离, 心却与你们同在, 见你们循规蹈矩。
In verses 4 and 5, we go on to chapter 2, Colossians. Here, Paul writes, I say this in order that no one may delude you with beguiling speech. For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see you, your good order, and the firmness of your faith in Christ.
弟兄姐妹, 我们很容易被花言巧语所迷惑, huh?
Brothers and sisters, how easy it is that we can be pulled away by speech that is enticing and beguiling.
有时候那个牧师, 我口才不好, 但是有一些牧师口才很好的, 他讲的头头是道, 哎, 好像也从圣经里面, 但是他就把你迷惑住了。
So I'm not a man who is well in speech, but there are some who are gifted in speech. So some of the preachers, they have all kinds of very flowery, beguiling speech, and it sounds like it's very logical and it's right, but they are taking you away from the scripture.
你看那个新加坡的 这个公益牧师啊, 他偷教会的钱。
And there's a pastor in Singapore who has taken money from the church.
口才很好啊, 花言巧语的。
So he was a man of great speech.
韩国的赵永基啊。
Also, this other pastor in Korea.
美国的 Joe Austin啊, 他是那个, speech communication 毕业的啊。
Or even Joe Austin in the United States. That he graduated in speech communication.
他本来口才就很好, 还记,
he was gifted
读这个,
in speech.
读这个, 怎么样讲到的,
he was graduated
怎么样讲,
with a degree
演讲的,
in speech communication and knew
how
to be an orator.
把信徒慢慢地引开来, 引到他那边。
And so he has led the sheep to depart, to depart towards himself instead.
然后有一些, 他会自吹自擂的牧师, 你们要小心, 他们说, 哎呦, 我很厉害, 我有知道很多的奥秘,
that will say, actually come out and say that I am great, that I know, that I'm very smart, I have the wisdom, and that I'm filled with the spirit, and I know that come and listen to me.
他说, 哎, 我认识什么什么什么牧师, 我在什么什么大会上, 分享,
And so they are able to share and be a great orator and share in these large gatherings.
他非常的想要荣耀自己, 不想要荣耀主耶稣基督。
So just want to glorify themselves. They don't want to glorify Jesus Christ.
然后还有一些牧师他很有魅力, 长得很, 英俊潇洒的,
But yet other pastors who look very attractive.
然后有一些会讲笑话,
very charismatic. And they know how to tell jokes. So these preachers fail to truly lead you to the scripture, and they fail to lead you to Jesus Christ. And so you might ask, well, how do I discern? Let me tell you how you should be able to discern. When you turn to the book of Acts, chapter
17,
verses 10 to 11.
弟兄们随即在夜间打发保罗和希拉往比利亚去。两人到了，就进入犹太人的会堂。这地方的人，咸尼帖撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天考察圣经，要晓得这道是不是。So
here in Acts chapter 17, verses 10 and 11, the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Beroeus, and when they arrived, they went into the Jewish synagogue. Verse 11, now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so.
他说邪尼 noble 哈英文是 noble，他说这些人比较值得我们敬佩，值得我们跟随，因为他天天他听了保罗的话，他不知道保罗是谁，但是呢，他天天查考这个圣经，看看保罗讲的是不是跟圣经有符合。他说邪尼，他说我们。
And so here, these people, they are
或者是尊贵的人学习，因为他们太厉害了，我们要向他学习。
They are noble in that they received the word, they were eager, they were examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so or not.
Okay,
so they want to be like these people who are noble. They want to learn.
圣经要我们向这一群人学习，这个。So
we need to be noble like these people who are in Thessalonica, who are eager in the scripture.
不是 Thessalonica，Berean 啊，不是 Thessalonica，Berean 的人学习。
So we need to be like the brethren here in Because they were more noble in seeking eagerly the scripture.
所以，弟兄姐妹，
So brothers and sisters,
格罗西书要我们 真真实实的恒心根基稳固的扎在这个福音上面。
So here in the book of Colossians, here we are to be steadfast, to be noble in our faith, to be deeply rooted in the word of God.
不要被花言巧语所引诱。
And not be taken away to be deceived by beguiling speech.
所以。 盼望我们的教会也是真的是恒心根基坚固的，扎在福音的道上。That
I pray that our church also will be steadfast and will be persevering, will be deeply rooted in the scripture.
真正的做一个以福音为主的教会。To
truly be a church that is centered and that is centered on the gospel.
真正的每一个人都是属于主耶稣的教会。
That may each and every one belong to Jesus Christ.
直到我们见主面。
Until we come and see Jesus.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
天父我们啊，
Holy Father,
还没有完全。 但是 主啊，我们求你教导我们弟兄姐妹，教导我自己，真的是恒心坚固的在福音的道上。
We are not yet whole. We pray that you help us to, that we truly could be firm and be steadfast to persevere on your word.
在各样的事工上，我们的生活上
，in our serving in our lives，
都深深的建立在主耶稣的福音上。
And may us be built deeply and rooted in the gospel of Jesus.
好叫在末后的日子，我们能够在这世上做盐做光。
That in the last days, that we may be the salt and the light of the world.
然后我们死了之后，我们可以跟你在一起到永恒。
That after we die, that we will be together with Jesus Christ into eternity.
这样祷告祈求，不配奉主耶稣基督。
In the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。